Welcome to episode number 55 of the Mastering Marriage Podcast, where our goal is to strengthen, unite, and restore your marriage. Hey, everybody, my name is Amanda Taylor. And together with my husband, David, we are the co-founders of MendOurMarriage.com. And our goal is to break the back of divorce by bringing married couples together to be accountable, keep the passion alive, and destroy the hidden issues that try to rip marriages apart. And we are finally back in the booth today with me, of course, Amanda Taylor, and my husband, my co-host, my boo, David Taylor.
Back in the building. No, not hey, building. Hey. Back in the sound. No, what is this? Recording?
We're back in the house.
Back in the house? Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, what's up, everybody? We have had like a 1 month hiatus from our last episode. And we got a really juicy, information packed, very, maybe even controversial topic today.
And I think more so the title is going to be controversial, but once they get in.
Yeah, once you get in, you'll realize that it's deeper than what it sounds like. So if you came here because of the title and you're kind of questioning what it's all about, stick around. It'll all make sense in a minute. But anyway, we're back. We're back in the booth, and we definitely appreciate you guys tuning back in with us. And before, well, I got a couple updates to share with you guys. But before I do, I would like to let you guys know that this episode, episode number 55 of the Mastering Marriage Podcast, is brought to you on behalf of Motivated to Love. That's Mandy's Amazon best-selling book. It has sold thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of copies all around the world. We're very fortunate to, you know, have this book be in the hands of so many individuals who are looking to save their marriage. So if that's you, if you haven't gotten your hands on a copy of Mandy's book, you can find it on Amazon. Just type in Motivated to Love, or you can go to motivated2love.com to pick up a hard copy, the ebook or the ebook version with the audio declarations, or just the ebook version. And we will appreciate that. Anyway, so we've been gone for a while and we're back, and we've been struggling with the consistency. You know, and it's really my fault, not really Mandy's, because I'm kind of over when we do the podcast. But it's been a difficult time trying to pump out two meaty shows a month. Yeah, I know. So what we're going to do is, I definitely want to stay consistent with two shows a month. So we're going to do one meaty show a month. And then the second show is going to be a Q&A show. So it's kind of going to be like how we used to do it when we first started the podcast, where you could submit your questions and then we will give you an answer. So it's kind of like a coaching, a brief coaching session, except for we don't have to talk. You just get to submit your question and then we'll answer it live on air. We'll play it if you would like us to play it, and then we'll answer it live on air.
Exciting.
Yeah, because we get tons of questions like every single day. And so we would like to, instead of just trying to email everybody back, and I know it takes a long time, we're going to go ahead and play some of these questions. Mm-hmm. And then that way the answers will help more than one person.
Right.
And so that's how we're going to do it. So be on the lookout for that. At the end of the show, I will tell you how to submit a question. Yeah. So anyway, let's go ahead and move into today's topic, because it's going to be pretty meaty. And I want you guys to really take a lot from this. Now, originally, I had done this show for the Four Husbands Only podcast. And so originally, I had done this with the intention of providing it to my husbands. But the more I got into this topic, I was like, you know what? Everybody needs to know about this. So I probably will also put it on the Four Husbands Only podcast. But this is intended for the Mastering Marriage podcast as well. So everybody tuning in, this is going to be for you. So with that said,
let's get started.
And now in today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about a topic. And by the way, again, like I said, this was originally for the Four Husbands Only podcast. So there's not a lot of dialogue between Mandy and I, because I had done this for the husbands.
Yes.
But Mandy's still going to add some, you know, whatever she needs to add to this show, but it was really written or done for the men. So that's why it may not be a lot of conversation between Mandy and I. But I'm going to be talking about a topic that you have probably never heard anybody talk about. Okay. Just going to be honest. Mm-hmm. Now, talking about this topic kind of makes me uncomfortable because it is controversial, but I figured why not engage in this dialogue so that this area, which is an often hidden area inside of the hearts of most husbands, why not engage in this conversation so that we get some exposure and clarity? Because we get so many questions, and I want to provide some clarity to something that's probably not talked about that often. So this is a subject area that most men know and experience all too well, especially if they're married. So today, I'm going to be talking about why most men secretly hate being married.
That was hard for me to read too, though. Yeah. I was like, what now?
Just stick around. Now, before I start, for all of the non-husbands who are listening, so all of you wives that's listening, don't panic. Okay?
And singles don't panic.
And singles don't panic. Okay. Don't panic. I didn't say that most husbands hate their wives. I said that they simply hate the expectations that come along with being married. Now, along with that, I will also share with you how I personally dealt with this and how I overcame this common issue. And I'm going to give you some tips that you can incorporate starting today to assist you with overcoming this issue inside of your marriage. Now, before I move on, let me do a little bit of a housekeeping thing real fast, okay? You mind if I clean the house?
Clean it up.
Now, first, hearing what I just said and what I'm about to say may offend some. Okay. I'm well aware of that. And honestly, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with offending some people. And now my attempt is not to offend you, right? My attempt, because I know this topic is not a happy, feel good topic. And so I'm not giving this information to make you feel good either. Rather, I'm giving this information to peel back the curtain to a hidden, but very tangible reality that most husbands deal with. And if I'm being even more honest, some of y'all wives struggle with this as well. But I've learned that you guys cope with it a little better than us men. But I know some of y'all struggle with it because you guys have shared this.
I agree. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So the information that I share is not a justification for inappropriate behaviors inside of the marriage. And this is more of the housekeeping, okay? I just want to get this out the way because I know some people are going to write back and say, you justifying. So let me get that out the way. It's not a justification. It is merely an explanation. So if you find yourself getting upset because of the information that I share, don't let it own you. Instead, acknowledge it, okay? Lean into those feelings and process through it. And then stick around until the end, because at the end, I will be providing you with a solution to this issue. Mm-hmm. Now, with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into this puddle. You ready, baby?
Yep, let's go.
All right. So as I have opened myself up more and more to working with men who are married, I have found that most of them struggle with the same exact issues. Now, one very consistent trend that I have noticed and have personally experienced is the pressure of coming to terms with the fact that you secretly hate being married. Now, if you don't think the phrase hate being married is, if you think that phrase is too strong, maybe a gentler way of saying this is that most men at some point will wrestle with the pressure of coming to terms with the fact that they secretly, severely dislike being married. Anyway, you chalk it up. What I'm really saying is that most men struggle with coming to terms with the fact that they hate the expectations that come along with being married.
We definitely have to break that expectations word now.
Oh yeah, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. But that's really what I'm trying to say, is that most men hate the expectations that come along with being married. Now, if you are a husband, I am 95-ish percent confident that at some point, if not currently, you have had to face this reality. The reality that sometime after you guys have gotten married, at some point after you guys got married, things inside of the relationship just did not feel the same way that they once felt when you guys were dating. That the feelings that you once had towards your wife and towards the relationship as a whole, those feelings are gone. So much so that you doubt that you can even get them back. Every last one of the men that I've personally worked with through Mend Our Marriage has at some point dealt with this brutal reality check, including myself. Okay, so I'm lumping myself into this. Mm-hmm. Now, I know for me that this feeling was a major motivator for my infidelity. Again, it's not a justification, okay? Hear me clearly, but it was a major motivator for my infidelity. I felt like the intimacy that we had once shared, me and Mandy, the intimacy that we had once shared, that my attraction level to my wife and our ability to connect on a deeper level that goes beyond sex was gone. I felt as if I did not love her anymore. Well, really, I loved her, but like we've heard so many people say, I wasn't in love with her anymore. See, I remember sharing this, and I know Mandy remembers me sharing those words and phrases to her.
Oh, yeah.
I remember telling her that the fire was no longer there, that, yeah, you know, at some point after saying those two golden words, I do, mm-hmm, that things had actually changed. Mm-hmm. And of course, you guys have heard the peanut butter and jelly and apple pie story, so I'm not going to bore you with it. But that was really the the catalyst for that particular story. At that time, I could not put into words how I was really feeling, even though I genuinely felt as if our chemistry had faded away. And I felt as if my wife was the one responsible for changing. Now, before you attack me, let me be clear. That was how I felt. It wasn't true, but I accepted it as my truth in the moment. Okay, so that's how I felt. I felt like the chemistry was gone and there was no way to get it back because you can't manufacture chemistry. I even told Mandy that. I also remember sharing with her that I was no longer happy in the relationship and that I was behaving in ways that would ultimately make her unhappy. And because we both deserve to be in a long-term relationship that would make us happy, that maybe, just maybe, continuing the marriage was not within the best interest of either one of us. After all, I didn't want to hurt her, even though I was acting in ways that would ultimately hurt her. I know, sounds confusing, but that's how it was.
We've learned a lot since then.
Yeah, exactly. Now, as a result, I became very emotionally detached from the marriage. I became irritable, not present in the bedroom, and extremely emotionally guarded towards my wife. If there was anything that Mandy would do in an attempt to rekindle the relationship, I would ultimately reject those bids. See, when she tried to express emotions or even share, you know, a moment of laughter with me, I limited how much emotions I gave back to her. When she tried to physically connect with me, I would push her away, I would tense up, and not even reciprocate. And I'm sure, as I'm saying this, many of you guys, husbands, have done the same things, and many of you wives have experienced the same things with your husbands. I'm sure of it. See, I reasoned that if I gave her love back, like if I loved her back, she would interpret that as me wanting to love her back. See, I thought that if I reciprocated and permitted her attempts of expressing love to me, I thought that I was in a sense agreeing with them and telling her through my behaviors that I loved her back. So I didn't give her anything. I didn't respond back because I didn't want her to misinterpret that as me saying I loved her back. The truth is, in that season, I didn't want to show love to my wife. I didn't want to add to the confusion that we both were already experiencing. The truth was that the pressure of being a husband was slowly wearing away at my confidence. See, marriage, our marriage, was exposing my inadequacies as a husband, and I was extremely uncomfortable with that. Now, before you disconnect, people, fellas, that's listening, just take all of this in before you disagree or agree with it, okay? Just take all of this in. I want you to find yourself inside of what I'm saying. So again, I'm going to say that last part. Marriage was exposing my inadequacies as a husband, and I was extremely uncomfortable with that. And on an even deeper level, the expectations that I had carried with me for years about the type of marriage that I wanted, those expectations were not even being met. See, I brought with me many expectations about the type of marriage that I would like to have. And actually, after surveying many of the men that I work with, they share the same expectations. And you know what? We all carry expectations from our past, from our upbringings, from our childhood experiences. And we usually use those expectations as the lenses by which we qualify our spouses.
And there's a difference between standards and expectations.
Yep. And we talked about this in previous episodes. There's a huge difference. But just realize that we often carry our expectations with us. Now, let me share with you my biggest unmet expectation to see if it resonates with where you are. See, my biggest unmet expectation was that marriage, get this, y'all, marriage was supposed to make me happy. See, I saw marriage as a destination and not a journey. I believe that once you get there, you will be met with happiness. That was what I believed getting married. That once you get married, marriage is going to, or happiness is going to meet you at the front door waiting with open arms, talking about, let's come on in. We all going to be happy as one big family. That's what I believed. See, after all, I was so happy dating my wife that, you know, things flowed naturally and everything, I do mean everything, seemed like it was a perfect fit. I found that most people marry to preserve and capture those happy feelings indefinitely. See, most people expect that getting married is a way of preserving your present cloud nine experience. So we surmise that, you know what, let's go ahead and make this thing official because everything is working, clicking, and we're both happy. So this is how our relationship is going to be. This is the standard that we set for our relationship. Most men agree to marry. Now, I'm just going to give you wives some more insight into the heart of a man. Okay, just bear with me. Don't get mad at him either. This is the truth, but don't get mad at him. Okay, this is what we learned. But most men,
you're growing here.
Most men agree to marriage because they understand that giving you a wedding gives them extreme validation. Like, look how proud he was when he proposed to you. Your tears, your excitement, and the ovation that everyone else gives him. Guess what it does? It validates him. So it was with me. I mean, I felt super manly placing a nice diamond ring on Mandy's finger. Even if I couldn't afford it, I felt like a man. I mean, I made sure she had a nice ring. I felt so manly agreeing to get our first house built, right? It just felt good to say, oh yeah, we got our house built. Everyone else praised me for what I was doing. You know, she bragged to her family members about me, and everyone had the illusion of me being this hyper-responsible, caring, and nurturing man. I was happy. I had all of the validation that I could ever use or want, as long as I could play that part. I want you guys to catch that. That facade of being hyper-responsible, caring, nurturing, provider, protector, that was a role that I was playing. Okay. We all do it. Don't lie. But I had all of that validation that I could ever want or use as long as I had that mask on. Now, the truth is, and fellas, don't get mad. Okay. I'm exposing everybody. If I'm exposing myself, I'm exposing everybody. The truth is, your husband most likely played that part as well, just like I did. Most likely he played that part while you guys were dating because doing so was meeting an intrinsic desire that all men have. When I say all, I mean all. See, all men, we have a desire to win. We have a desire to be the best, right? We have a desire to, in a sense, be praised. If treating you nicely gets us praise, guess what? We will become who you want us to be, so that we can get that need met. Now, this, of course, is until we can no longer wear the mask. See, I know
this. Deep waters.
Just go with me, y'all. Just stay with me. But see, marriage forces each spouse to lose the mask. It forces us to become our true selves. It is extremely hard to be married and still play the part of our ideal selves. No matter how many times he has opened the door for you while you guys were dating? Guess what? If he is really not the type of guy that thinks of other people first, if he's not that guy, guess what? After you guys get married, those behaviors will soon stop. Now, I want you guys to be honest. You know, like, what are some behaviors that maybe as a husband you did, but now you don't do? Or think about for you wives, what are some things that your husband did or, you know, boyfriend or fiance did for you? Or you did, but now it's changed.
Right.
There's a reason for that. Right? Because who you are will always level out. It will always come to the surface. It only takes time. But marriage exposes everything. Everything, okay? And if he's not mature enough to properly deal with that level of exposure, guess what, guys? The discomfort that is produced inside of him due to the exposure will lead him to misinterpret what he is actually experiencing. I'm gonna say that again. I know that was a mouthful, yep. But this is, you got to take this in. Marriage exposes everything. And if he's not, or if you're not mature enough to properly deal with that level of exposure, the discomfort that is produced, because guess what? It is very uncomfortable for our baggage, for our dirty laundry to be aired out. It's uncomfortable. So the discomfort that is produced inside of him due to that exposure will lead him to misinterpret what he is actually experiencing.
Now, you know what some people are going to say, right?
What they going to say, baby?
They're going to say, well, that sounds like he was already an incomplete man.
Yeah. Oh, we got that. And
somebody said that on one of our posts already.
Yeah.
And said like, okay, sound like they need to go to counseling or that he was incomplete from the beginning.
Yeah.
So what would you say to that? What did you say to that?
You're right. Who gets married as a complete person? To me, I believe that marriage completes us. Marriage makes us holy. Right. I don't think. And now ideally, in an ideal world, yes, two whole people get together and make magic. But really, marriage produces, I think, the level of completeness that we need to be holy. Like, for instance, there were a lot of character flaws that I didn't know I had until I met my wife, and meeting her caused those character flaws to be exposed. Now, if I walk around thinking I'm whole with all these character flaws, then I'm fooling myself.
And I think a lot of things don't come out unless they're squeezed out.
Yes.
So, you know, I think we're always living and growing and becoming more self-aware.
Yeah. And that's the goal. So let me, and so this is, let's continue this journey, because again, it gets deep. So remember, I talked about how marriage exposes everything, right? And I talked about how he'll misinterpret what he's experiencing if he's not mature enough to properly deal with the level of exposure that he's having. See, let me go even further. He'll actually think that it is the marriage, the responsibilities of being a husband or a father, that is leading to the feeling of not being happy. That's what he'll begin to think. He'll reason that the marriage, and I've heard this, so this is not just me coming up with this, but he'll reason that the marriage is trapping him, that the marriage is stunting him and ultimately blocking him from being happy. And as a result, he will begin to believe that being married to you is the issue. He may say to himself that if I were free, I wouldn't feel this way. That because you've changed, this is exactly what I said to my wife, because you've changed, I no longer have the feelings towards you that I once had. It's your fault because you changed. That's what I said. He'll also say things like, and tell me, guys, tell me if I'm true. I'm sure you've heard this or even said this. I want my family, but I don't want my marriage. I was told this directly by a husband who is a reluctant spouse. And he said, I want my family, but I don't want my marriage. Right? Or he'll even say things like, I love you, but I'm not in love with you anymore. He may even say that he feels as if he's living a lie and that he can't go on like this. Yeah. I'm sure you guys have heard this. Now, as a result, guess what happens? He will grow to hate being married. His desire to find his own happiness will lead him to act out in ways that are selfish and compromising to his position as a husband and compromising to the marriage. That's exactly what I did, right? The infidelity was my way of acting out and compromising my position as a husband and compromising the marriage. Now, as bad as this sounds, there is a solution to all of this. So I want to move into the solution because I don't want it just to be all doom and gloom, but I want it to be honest about the condition, the state of marriage. It is so crucial to take this stuff.
It's not enough people being honest and transparent about this part of it. Because like I've said before, you have spouses that say, I wish my husband or wife would say X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And they never will.
Yeah. Now, they're going to tell me and then I'm going to say it for them, like I'm doing now. So that's, and you guys can be mad at me because I'm okay with that, but love your spouse, okay? Be mad at me, but love your spouse. But this is true, so please take this in as truth. But yeah, there's a solution. Now, the solution is not pretty, okay? It's not magical. It's not a get-fix-quick scheme. And it may not even make sense for some people. But what I can say, though, is that it worked for me, and it continues to work for me. Now, the change that your husband will have to make is not one of behavior or even a change in terms of how he feels. Rather, the change that he will need to make in order to recover from how he currently feels is a perceptual change. That's right. He's going to have to change how he sees. He will literally have to change a belief that he probably carried since he was a child. I have found that some men refuse to do this, and as a result, they struggle with honoring their commitment to their wife. But to those that do make this change, I've found and we've seen that they go on to experience an enhanced marriage. Now, here's what he has to do. He has to move from one belief system to another belief system. Mm-hmm. So this is the belief system that he probably has now. And then I'm going to say the belief system that he has to move to. So he has to move from this belief system, and that is, marriage is intended to make me happy, and thus I am entitled to have a happy marriage. That's one belief system. The one that he has to move to is this belief system, that being, I determine my own level of happiness, not something or someone else. And because of that, because I determine my own happiness, I don't require my marriage or my wife to make me happy. So he's going to have to shift from feeling like he is entitled to have a happy marriage, right? And feeling like the marriage is supposed to make him happy, to shifting to he determines his own level of happiness, not something or someone else. Now, this perceptual shift is huge, by the way. And it actually is the difference between having an unfulfilled marriage that often ends in divorce and a marriage that is productive and progressive. See, and I'm be honest with you guys, society has tricked us into believing that things are supposed to make us happy, mm-hmm. that we should be receiving from our relationships instead of giving to them, that I deserve to be happy. See, society has tricked us into believing that we deserve to be happy. And we have in turn positioned ourselves inside of our relationships as if we are entitled to be happy. Now, as a result, most of us make it the responsibility of our spouse to make us happy. And we hide behind this mirage when the harsh reality is that nobody can make you feel anything. You and only you determine how you feel. Now, I'm sure you've heard your spouse say these five golden words. And you might have, we have a lot of standards that actually say these words, these five words. Yeah. I deserve to be happy. We get a lot of that, actually, especially when a person is tired of standing and they're unhappy because of the condition of their marriage. Yeah. And they say, well, God doesn't want me unhappy. I deserve to be happy. So maybe being in this unhappy position is not good for me. Mm-hmm. Right? We've had standards say that. Mm-hmm. That's all. Not true, by the way. But we're going to get to that in a minute, right? So, because to me, what I'm curious to know, and I often have these questions in my head, and because we're trying to help people, I don't often ask these questions in the way that I'm about to ask them, but they always bounce around in my brain. Some of the questions that I have when people say I deserve to be happy is, like, where does those words come from? Like, that concept of I deserve to be happy, where does that even come from? Like, where have you learned that? Like, what has qualified you as being deserving of happiness? And who has qualified you as being deserving of happiness? Like, why do you deserve to be happy in the first place? Like, what have you done that has qualified you of deserving to be happy? And if you deserve to be happy, are there then others who don't deserve to be happy? Like, I have all these questions that I never ask, because I've learned that forcing a person to answer these questions will quickly reveal to them and to me that there are no unbiased and objective answers that you can actually come up with. Truth be told, no one deserves to be made happy by someone else. The reason why this is not true is because it's impossible to validate. Like, instead, to me, a much better way to look at it is this. Look at it from the angle of this, that we create our own happiness.
Right.
Like, the pursuit of happiness is a fallacy. Like, if you continue to chase happiness, you're just going to keep chasing. You create your own happiness. You create your own happiness. To say that I deserve to be happy in my marriage, guess what it does? It completely takes the responsibility of me being happy out of my hands, and it places it into my spouse's hands.
Right.
That's completely unfair, by the way. And guess what it is? It's the opposite of unconditional love. Instead, you have to completely reprogram yourself into believing and knowing that you and only you are responsible for your own happiness. That no one should be responsible for doing for you what you should be doing for yourself. And just because you're unhappy, don't hold someone else hostage or make them responsible for your unhappiness, because they can't be. It's not fair to you, and it's not fair to them. See, our love for our spouses, guess what it has to do? It has to supersede how we feel. It has to go far beyond the Eros type of love. Remember the different types of loves that's out there, right? Eros, phileo, storge, and agape.
Right.
And Eros is that romantic,
right,
sexual type of love. How you feel has to go beyond the Eros type of love.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be agape love or unconditional love in order for it to truly work within the confines of your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You've often heard us say, agape love is the only type of love that makes permanent relationships possible.
Right.
If it's built on anything else, if your marriage is built on anything else, it can't survive. If I only love my wife when she makes me happy, then my love is conditional.
Mm.
Okay?
That's right.
This way of thinking has literally changed how I position myself inside of my marriage. And I believe that it can do the same for you. I am responsible for my own happiness.
Who?
Me. David Taylor, DTZHBZ. I'm responsible. Not Mandy, not Dusty, and not even my Ginger. Those are our dogs, by the way. My dogs aren't responsible for my own happiness, even though Ginger would like to think that she can play a part in that. Now, I challenge you to adopt this way of thinking. Your marriage is depending on it. Okay? You are responsible for your happiness, not your wife, not your marriage. Okay? So I know that's a lot, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up here. So go back and listen to the show again if you need to. Take some notes. I know it's a lot of information. Some of it may challenge you, some of it may not. But go ahead and listen to it again. But I also want you to remember that our next episode, because I told you we're going to do 2 episodes a month. One is going to be like this. The other episode is going to be more Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
So our next episode is going to be more Q&A. So make sure that you leave us your questions via voicemail. All you have to do is simply go to mendourmarriage.com, click on the send voicemail tab that is on the right-hand side of the page, and you'll be able to leave us a voicemail. And you can do this from your computer, from your tablet, and even from your phone. So we should be getting a lot of questions coming in. And guess what we'll do? We'll play your question live on the air. So make sure to speak clearly and leave out any information that you don't want to share with us. And we'll probably play two or three questions, just depending on how long the answers are. But we'll answer it live, both Mandy and I, okay?
Right.
Also, remember that you can leave a comment about this particular episode by going to mendourmarriage.com/episode55 or 55. So go there, leave a comment, like it, let us know what you think. And lastly, don't forget, you guys can subscribe if you haven't done so already, which you should. But if you haven't, subscribe in iTunes.
Leave us a review.
Leave us a rating. That way, every time a new episode comes out, it'll automatically be downloaded to your phone. And also, the more rating and reviews we get, the more people who subscribe to the show, this actually allows us to have more exposure so that other people can have access to this same type of information. But anyway, guys, we're done. I know we was in your ear for a little bit. Welcome back. I know. Thank you. We back in the hazy. I know. Thank you. Any closing remarks or comments, baby?
I mean, I just say for husbands and wives in this particular situation, just be objective and be open. Don't be so close-minded. I know for me, I was definitely a more close-minded person before I got married in the beginning of my marriage, you know. But I can definitely say that going through everything we went through in our marriage, I definitely learned a lot, and I learned how to examine myself and put offense aside, because a lot of times when you get offended, it may be something inside that you need to examine with God, something that, maybe needs to be exfoliated, needs to be,
exposed. And I can't follow up to that because she said what I'm thinking. So with that, guys, we're out. We appreciate your time. We see y'all later. Deuce, deuce, baby.